们来读一些圣经。
Let's read some Bible passages.
哥林多前书第三章。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章
First Corinthians chapter 3
第十到第十五节
Verse 10 to verse 15
我照神所给我的恩好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基有别人在上面建造只是个人要谨慎怎么样在上面建造因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督此外没有人能立别的根基若有人用金银宝石草木合接在上这根基上建造个人的功成必然显露因为那日子要将它表明出来有火发现这火要试验个人的功成怎么样人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住他就要得赏赐人的工程若被烧了他就要受亏损自己却要得救虽然得救人乃像从火里经过一样
According to the grace of God which was given to me as a wise master builder I have laid the foundations and another builds on it but let each one take heed how he builds on itFor no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned,He will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved yet so as through fire.
翻到提摩太后书
Turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第三章
2 Timothy chapter 3.
第一节到第二节上一句
Verse 1 to the first half of verse 2.
你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到因为那时候人要专顾自己贪爱钱财
But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money.
你听英文讲的哈，这里说专顾自己，他基本上最爱的就是自己啊。
Here, regarding being self-centered, it means that we love ourselves.
第四节的下半段，爱厌乐，不爱神。
The second half of verse 4 says, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
我们翻到第二章
Chapter 2.
我们从第二十节读到第二十二节
Verse 20 to verse 22.
我想这是西岸区会读的最多的
I think we have read this many times at the West Coast Christian Conference.
在大户人家不但有金器银器也有木器瓦器有作为贵重的有作为卑贱的人若自己脱离卑贱的事就必做贵重的器皿成为圣洁合乎主用预备行各样的善事你们要逃避少年的私欲同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义信德仁爱和平
But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver but also of wood and claySome for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
翻到以赛亚书，旧约的以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书第五章
Isaiah chapter
5我们读第五章第十二节到第十三节的上半段
Chapter 5 verse 12 to the first half of verse 13
他们在宴席上弹琴鼓诗 舍其鼓吹笛饮酒，却不顾念耶和华的作为，也不留心他手所做的，所以我的百姓因无知就被掳去。
The harp and the strings, the tambourine and flute and wine are in their feast, but they do not regard the work of the Lord, nor consider the operation of his hand. Therefore, my people have gone into captivity.
29章,
Chapter 29.
以赛亚书29章第十三节。
Isaiah 29:13.
主说，因为这百姓亲近我，用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我，他们敬畏我。不过是领受人的吩咐。
Therefore the Lord said, Inasmuch as these people draw near with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the commandment of men.
还是以赛亚书第四十八章。
Isaiah chapter 48.
以赛亚书四十八章第八节的上半句。
Isaiah chapter 48, the first half of verse 8.
你未曾听见，未曾知道，你的耳朵从来未曾开通。
Surely you did not hear, surely you did not know, surely from long ago your ear was not opened.
五十章第四、第五节。
Chapter 50, verse 4 and 5.
主耶华赐我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎么用言语扶助疲乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听像受教者一样。主耶华开通我的耳朵，我并没有违背，也没有退后。
The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak. A word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God has opened my ear.And I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away.
还是以赛亚书，我们翻到前面第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
第六章第八到第九节，第八节。
Chapter 6, verse 8.
我又听见主的声音说，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我去呢？我说我在这里。
Also, I hear the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, Here am I, send me.
我还在读两段的圣经，我们翻到诗篇119篇。
We'll read two more passages. Let's turn to Psalm 119.
诗篇119篇第63节。
Psalm 119, verse 63.
凡敬畏你的，守你训词的人，我都与他作伴。
I am a companion of all who fear you, and of those who keep your precepts.
我再读一次哈，凡敬畏你的，守你训词的人，我都与他作伴。
Again, I am a companion of all who fear you, and to those who keep your precepts.
最后。翻到新约的罗马书第十二章。
Finally, let's turn to the New Testament, the book of Romans, chapter 12.
我希望我们读了很多这一段圣经第一、第二节。
We have already read this many times, verse 1 and verse 2.
希望这两节圣经在我们心中能够印一个印记在我们里面。
May these two verses, make a seal in our hearts.
这里说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
这是在西安的聚会，我们提到贵重的器皿。
This time at WCCC, there is mention of honorable vessel.
提到要做金器银器，不要做木器瓦器。
To be vessels of silver and gold and silver, not of wood and clay.
我们组里面有人交通说，只要是器皿就行了。
There is someone in our fellowship group that mentioned that as long as we're vessels, that's enough.
因为器皿，反正你是器皿，就有人在用。
If you're a vessel, then someone would use you.
如果你好好想哈，我们在家里，你是木器瓦器多呢，还是金器银器多？
If you think carefully, in your own home, do you have more gold and silver or wood and clay vessels?
你们家有金器银器举个手。
If you have gold and silver vessels, please raise your hand.
可能有哈，这个什么戒指啊，这个耳环啊，可能有一些金的。
Maybe you have some gold or silver adornments and earrings.
你会发现哈，其实木器瓦器可用度最高。
You'll actually realize that.Wood and clay vessels are more useful.
对啊，你这金器银器，我们除非当皇帝的可能会来用一下，不是你可能都没有。
Unless you're an emperor, otherwise you might not use gold and silver. You might not even have gold and silver.
所以你发现哈，我们基本上发现木器瓦器可能最有用的还是木器瓦器的。
So in fact, perhaps wood and clay vessels are the most useful.
但是为什么神的话里面呼唤要用金器银器呢？
But why does the word of God say that he wants gold and silver vessels?
因为神要是能够代表他的器皿只有金器跟银器。
Because vessels that can represent him has to be gold and silver.
你不是你可以说人看来很有用。
It's not just man can see it's very useful.
那是我们要从神的眼光看，神要能够代表他的器皿才是有用。
So we have to see from the God's perspective, vessels that can represent Him that is useful.
我们知道金是出于神的。
We know gold is of God.
木是出于人的天然。
Wood is of the nature of man.
瓦是出于地。
Clay is of the earth.
所以神要的是出于他的。
What God wants is out of Him.
我刚花了读了很大段的圣经，在哥林多前书第三章。
We have already read a long passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
主耶稣是那个根基。
The Lord Jesus is that foundation.
你我都要在这个根基上建造。
You and I have to build upon this foundation.
只要我们信的主都要建造。
As long as we believe the Lord, we have to build.
他哪里问你是用金银宝石建造呢，还是草木禾秸的建造？
Here it asks that do we use gold, silver, and precious stones to build, or is it hay, wood, and stubble?
我们不管今天你用什么来建造，有一天我们的主要检查。
No matter what you use, one day our Lord will examine it.
他检查用什么来检查呢？
What is the standard for his examination?
他用火来检查。
He uses fire.
他是哪一个能够烧掉，证明就没用。
If something could be burnt up, then that is useless.
不管你周遭的人多么喜欢，只要一烧掉就没了。
No matter how people around you might like it, if it's burnt up, then it is useless.
所以他发现我们很多人做的就是草木禾秸。
So he noticed that a lot of people are using wood, hay, and stubble.
不是不单只很容易着火，也很容易烧光。
Not just that it is easily ignitable, but it is easily burnt up.
So, 如果我们刚刚有看那段圣经的话，
so if we could look at this passage,
他说如果你是草木禾秸的话，那完全烧掉。
If you're wood, hay, or stubble, then it will be completely burnt up.
他那里说是你烧掉了，是你还是得救的。
Here it says that if your work is burnt up, you are still saved.
但是却要受亏损。
Yet they will be lost.
他这里没有说，因为他前面说没有烧掉有赏赐。
Earlier he says that if it is not burnt up, then there's a reward.
他这里说不是说烧掉就没有赏赐。
Here it is not saying that if it is burnt up, then there's no reward.
他说他没根本不跟你讲没有赏赐，没有赏赐铁定没赏赐。
Here he's not talking about no reward. That is of course the case.
他说还要受亏损。
Even more so that there will be loss.
所以我们今天绝对不能够有一个新思想说我得救了就够。
Now today we cannot have a mindset that says as long as we are saved it is enough.
因为在神的心意里面没有得救就够。
Because in the heart of God, there is not, no such thing as it is enough to be.
我们现在发现一个人要信耶稣已经好困难了。
We realize that it is very difficult for someone to believe the Lord.
但神的心意信耶稣不够。
But in the heart of the Lord, it is not enough.
因为他这里已经讲了，你不止没有赏赐，还要受亏损。
Because not only will you not get reward, but they will be lost.
一些其他地方会提到你还要受责打。
There are other places that says that you will suffer.
Discipline. So, 我们今天在这里，神有一个呼喊说，我要的是金银宝石。
So here, there is a call that says, God says, I want gold, silver, and precious.
我要是出于我的。
I want what is out of me.
银是讲到救赎回来。
Silver is talking about redemption.
所以我们必须都是被救赎。
We need to be redeemed.
不是你根本就不能够成为银器。
Otherwise, you cannot be a silver.
宝石乃是神在你身上的工作。
Precious stone speaks of the work that God has on your life.
圣灵的工作在你里面，使你慢慢被做成一个宝石。
The work of the Holy Spirit working within so that you slowly become precious.
我们不肯给圣灵工作的话，你永远不会变成宝石。
If we're unwilling to let the Holy Spirit work, then we will not turn to precious stones.
圣经里面给我们很多例子，什么叫木器瓦器，什么叫做草木合接的建造。
There are a lot of examples in the Bible regarding what is wood and clay and what is stubble and straw.
我举两个例子，一个扫罗王。
I'll give two examples. One is King Saul.
他没做王之前，他非常的谦卑。
Before he was king, he was very humble.
所有人看到这个人好啊。
Everyone sees this is a good person.
但一做王之后，他的本性就出来。
But after he became a king, then his nature came out.
他只爱他自己，他的私心，他的权力欲全部表现。
He's a lover of himself.And he can manifest his selfishness.
他照自己所要的去做，说两次的不能够听神的话。
He did whatever he wanted, so there are two times when he couldn't follow the commandment of God.
明明看见神已经在大卫身上做事，也看到大卫显出来是神要用的人，我接受不了他。
He had already seen that God had accepted David, and yet he cannot accept that.
我们说扫罗有没有做一些好的事呢？有，他有做一些事情的。
Did Saul do anything good? Yes, he did.
但他所有的建造就是草木合接，最后的结局是悲惨。
But his building was built using hay, wood, and stubble, so the end is bad.
他只照他自己的意思做。
Because he did things according to his own way.
我们看耶罗波安。
Let's look at Jeroboam.
他应该知道我会做王，因为这个所罗门王做错事了。
He knows that he should be king because King Solomon did something wrong.
所以神容许国家分裂了。
So God had allowed the kingdom to be split.
但还给耶罗波安特大的一块版图。
And he even gave Jeroboam a very big portion.
他一做王之后，他就要想我怎么巩固我的位置啊。
Once he became king, he wanted to think, how could I keep this kingship?
他知道敬拜神的地方是耶路撒冷。
He knows that the place of worship, God, is Jerusalem.
但是不行啊，如果人都跑耶路撒冷，我迟早这个王位不保。
If everyone is going to Jerusalem to worship, then my kingdom cannot stand.
他也不敢不敬拜神。
And he dare not, refuse to worship God.
所以在南边，在北边。建立了两个敬拜的中心。
Therefore, he established two places of worship, one at the north and one in the south.
照着自己的意思而建立。
According to his will, he established these centers.
很方便，不要走太远，两个。
This is very convenient. You don't have to walk very far. There are now two to choose from.
你发现，如果你读北国的历史的话
，If you read the history of the Northern Kingdom,
历代的王朝都犯耶罗波安的错。
All the kingdoms and dynasties through that time have engaged in this incorrect.
不管他认为我做的就是敬拜神，神说去。
Even if they're worshiping, they think they're worshiping God. God still says no.
所以我们今天要非常小心看这件事情。
Therefore, we have to be very careful when we look at this matter.
你可以在地上过得去。
You can pass when you're on this earth.
记得有一天用火
来试验。
The one day you will be examined by fire.
所以我们发现大卫他过得了这个火的考验。
So we see that David can pass this examination by fire.
他的环境是神给他量身定做的。
His circumstances were measured and designed by God.
如果你读过他的历史的话，
If you have read his history,
他说他从小父母不要他。
When he was young, his parents did not want him.
他在旷野里面牧养。
He was shepherding in the wilderness.
青年的时期被扫罗王追杀。
In his youth, he was pursued by King Saul.
这是你要的吗？
Is this what you want?
这没人要这个。
No one would want this.
但因为这个，
But because of
this, 他里面开始有了这个金的性情。
Therefore, he has this character of gold.
神在他里面建立了那个金银宝石的性情。
He has a character of gold, silver, and precious stone.
以致他做王之后，他能够成为金器银器。
So that when he became king, he could be a vessel of gold and silver.
神不是看我们做了什么事情。
God does not look at what we have done.
神第一个看我们的品质有没有被建造成金银宝石。
The first thing he looks at is our quality. Have we been built by gold, silver, and precious stone?
我们要知道这个贵重的器皿不是随便你说我选择要还是不要。
Regarding this vessel of honor, it is not just out of your choosing.
就等于一个朋友不是他选择要信主还是不要信主。
Just like a gospel friend, it is not up to him to choose whether he wants to believe or not.
没错，给你自由意志来选择。
Indeed, free will has been given to you.
那个结果是定的。
But the end result is set.
我已经信主。
I have believed the Lord.
火是摆在前面。
The fire is ahead of us.
你今天可以胡混过去了。
You can just go casually today.
那个火必定要把它显出来。
The fire will reveal that.
所以我们拿对主的话必须是认真的。
So we have to be serious before, regarding the Lord's word.
我们可以有很多我们怎么去想的这个事情我们要认真的。
Regarding other things, maybe we think whatever, but this we have to be serious.
怎么样能够成为贵重器皿？
How could we be a vessel of honor?
我想我很快提三个条件。
I'll quickly mention three prerequisites.
有一个当然就是一定要把自己奉献给主的。
The first is of course that we have to consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
这个是美的选择的。
There's no choice in this.
基督徒的生活是从奉献之后开始。
The life of a Christian starts after consecration.
这个奉献不是说我奉献，我今天奉献10%，十年后奉献30%。到死的那天奉献100%。
It is not that today we consecrate 10% and in 10 years we consecrate 30% and when we die we consecrate 100%.
神要的是我们能够彻底的奉献。
What God wants is for us to absolutely consecrate.
你能够一天一天的拖的话，你要负责的。
If you can drag on one day by day, then you have to be responsible.
我常常跟弟兄姊妹说，
I often share this to brothers and sisters.
我今天没有一个白板在这里。
Today I don't have a whiteboard here.
我们人类啊，可以分成三种人。
There are three types of people in this world.
第一种，
First,
我是我自己的主人。
I am my own master.
主在我的生活以外。
The Lord is outside of my living.
这种人是最多的。
This is the most predominant type.
第二种人，
Second type,
我信主。
I believe the Lord.
所以在我生活里面主进来。
So in my living, the Lord has come in.
不过我还是主管我的生活。
But I am still the master of my life.
这种人也不少。
There's a lot of people like this as well.
第三种人。
The third type.
那是不止主进来了。
Not only did the Lord come in.
我让我心中的宝座给主坐的。
I give up the throne of my heart to him.
我下来了。
I will come down.
我认他是我的主。
I acknowledge that he is my Lord.
这就是一个奉献给主。
This is a person who has consecrated himself.
这是一个正常的基督徒。
This is a normal Christian.
我们这次特会已经谈什么叫正常的基督徒。
This retreat we have already talked about what is a normal Christian.
正常基督徒不是超然。
A normal Christian is not something supernatural.
这只是正常。
It is just normal.
但对我们来讲，我们喜欢我掌管我的一生。
But we like to control our lives.
就慢慢的，我一定东西给好像把遗产归给儿子一样。 慢慢来。
So we'll do things slowly.
等我死的时候，全部遗产都给你。
And when we die, our entire inheritance will be left for God.
今天要我们就要给他。
Today, God wants us to give this to Him.
你要知道，我们祷告的时候，主啊，主啊，你真的吗？
When we pray, we say, Lord, Lord, do you really mean it?
So, 我们很多人祷告不祷告主啊。
So, a lot of people don't pray, Lord.
他说父啊父啊。
Father, Father.
人家父就爱我。
Because Father loves me.
对对，我说父啊父啊。
Father, Father.
但你要知道，我们今天真的信主，我们换了主人了。
That when we truly believe the Lord, then our lordship must change.
这个是非常严肃的一件事情。
This is a very serious matter.
因为你没有真的奉献，我们所有做的都不算数的。
If you did not truly consecrate, then everything that you do does not count.
你和我也带了一些人信主啊。
You say, I have also brought some friends to believe the Lord.
我也有带查经啊。
I also lead Bible study.
你看我教导一些人也感动流泪。
And when I fellowship, others are moved to tears.
但你要知道，只要你不是站在一个对的位置上说我把主当主的话，这些已经不算数。
But if you are not standing at a correct, right position and give this all to the Lord, then this does not count.
所以这是一个非常严肃的事情。
Therefore, this is a very serious matter.
所以我常常劝弟兄姊妹 ，Don't pretend, 不要假设是可以。
So I often exhort brothers and sisters, don't pretend.
我们今天求主给我们那个真实能够显出我是一个奉献给主的。
May the Lord let us truly reveal that we are willing to consecrate fully.
因为真正奉献给主的人
Because for those who have truly consecrated
是一个愿意给主在他身上工作的人
He is willing to let the Lord work in his life.
你知道我们如果信主之后还是我站在那个宝座上面的话
If after we believe and it is still I who stand on the throne
你就发现圣经里面讲了很多这一类的人
And you will find that there are a lot ofPeople like this in the Bible as well.
我根本就不顾念神的作为，我也不留心他所做的。
I'm not mindful of his ways or what he had done.
我根本就不理解他做了什么。
I don't even understand what he has done.
我里面根本明白不来。
I cannot comprehend within.
第二个
，Second，
以赛亚说，用嘴唇尊敬我，心是远离我的。
Isaiah said that we.Draw near with our lips, but our hearts are removed.
好多这样的人。
So many people like this.
第三个。
Third.
耳朵从来没开通过。
Ear has never been opened.
所以一直都听不懂。
So you cannot understand.
我们整天说，因为为什么没有开我的眼呢
？We often say, why did you not open our ear?
因为我们站的位置不对。
Because we're not standing at the right position.
你一直祷告说开我眼。
We always pray and says open our eyes.
你不会看得见。
You will not see.
你必须站对了你的位置。
You have to stand in the right position.
你一站对位置，耳朵打开了。
Once you stand in the right place, then your ears will open.
眼睛也打开了。
Your eyes will open as well.
所以我们今天要成为贵重的器皿，最大最重要的一个条件，把自己主权给主。
So if we want to be vessels of honor, then the first and foremost condition is that we need to give our lordship to our Lord.
千万不要给仇敌的谎言说好惨。
Don't let Satan lie to you and say this is hard, difficult.
你还没这样认真，你看你好得很。
It says, oh, you have not been serious, yet you are still very good.
你看你现在认真，你有多少事情发生
？If you are serious, then there are a lot of things happening to you.
我记得在西安特会。礼拜四早晨晨更的那段圣经。
I remember the during the West Coast Christian Conference the morning devotion passage from Thursday morning.
诗篇七十三篇。
Psalm 73.
他说到他说今天很多人羡慕那些没信主的人。
A lot of people are envious of those who have not believed the Lord.
你看他们多顺啊。
They're going life so smoothly.
我信了主比他们苦多了。
When we believe the Lord, then we have so much more bitterness.
诗人说了，他说你要想到他们的结局。
Psalmist says that you have to remember their end.
眼光的问题啊。
It is a matter of eyesight.
我现在看到他们顺。
Right now we see that they're smooth.
我就羡慕。
So I'm envious of that.
你必须看到他们的结局。
You have to see their end.
你就不羡慕。
Then you will no longer be envious.
我们今天真的奉献给主。
Today if we have truly consecrated
ourselves. 为什么在旁边的人看我们蛮苦的？
why others around us see that we have difficulties? Because God wants in our lives to make us into precious stones.
你在造宝石的时候，你舒服吗？
When you're making precious stones, will you be comfortable? All day long, you're being sanded.
所以我们今天啊，你要知道，我能够看到那个结局的。
We need to see that end.
我看到那个结局，我今天就感谢主，愿意坐在我身上。
If we can see that end, then today we will thank the Lord that He is willing to work in our lives.
因为他还肯坐在我身上。
Because He is still willing to do this to me.
这么多人你不做，你愿意坐在我身上。
All other people, He is unwilling. He is willing to do this to me.
你还花时间坐在我身上。
He is spending time to do this to me.
你算是抬举了我。
You are lifting me up.
所以我们要有不同的眼光。
So we have to have a different viewpoint.
我们这个在奉献的事上没得包容的这件事情。
There's no room for compromise regarding consecration.
慢慢来。
If we say slowly,
没可能慢慢来。
It is impossible.
这个也不是说你就找一个 shortcut, 没有，也不是讲 shortcut.
And you cannot find a shortcut either.
这个只是说我该的把我主权给他。
Here it says that we have to give our lordship to him.
你知道，奉献的第一个结果是主可以工作在，因为你给他工作。
The first result of consecration is that the Lord now can work in your life.
主不勉强我们的，你不给他根本不动。
The Lord does not force us. If we're unwilling, He doesn't start.
必须有眼见结局的事。
We have to see regarding the end.
奉献给主了，这是第一个条件。
Consecration, this is the first prerequisite.
第二个，能够明白神的旨意。
The second is to know the will of God.
你在罗马书十二章已经告诉，一二节已经告诉我们说，你就奉献了，你才能够明白他和喜悦的旨意。
In Romans chapter 12, it already says that after you consecrate, then you can prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will.
你知道我们今天讲的那种，哎，我很想知道神的旨意。All
day long, we say we really want to know His will.
我怕很多人是好奇的。I'm
afraid that a lot of people are just curious.
那我以后跟谁结婚呢？
In the future, whom I'm going to marry?
会不会高矮肥瘦？
Well, will this person be tall or short or fat?
Thin too. What happened? We're
curious about what will happen. We want to know beforehand. But God wants us to truly know His will.
你要知道谁能够开始有 potential 明白神的旨意吗？
Who has the potential of starting to know His will?
乃是你有过100%的奉献。
It is if you have 100% consecration.
你没有过的话,
if you haven't,
你不会知道的,
you would not know.
你就在那条路上在打混,
then you are just circling in the same path.
不管你听了5年、10年、20年、30年、40年这些信息，都在哪里打混。
No matter how many years, 5, 10, 20, 40 years of messages you've heard.
圣经会讲了, 我们听了这么多，终究不能明白。
The Bible says we have heard so much, yet we still do not understand.
我们整天是为什么呢？
All day long we say why.
我错在哪里？
What did I do wrong?
整个的关键还是我没有彻底的奉献。
The whole key is that because I have not fully consecrated.
所以保罗在以弗所书里面讲。
Paul in the book of Ephesians.
不要做糊涂人。
Do not be a foolish person.
要明白神的旨意如何。
But to know what is the will of God.
为什么我们是糊涂的?
Why are we foolish?
奉献出事了。
Because there's something wrong with our consecration.
我们奉献真的彻底的话,
if we have fully consecrated,
我们就能够救我们不做糊涂的。
Then it will save us from being someone who's foolish.
第二个要明白他的旨意。
The second is to know His will.
第三个就要遵行他的旨意。
The third is to follow.
好奇的人不遵行的。
Do His will.
哎，我知道一下就好了。
For those who are curious, they will not do it.
我慢慢来。
I will just want to know it, and then they'll go slowly.
圣经里面提了许多关于遵行他的事。
There's a lot of Bible passages regarding doing His will.
刚刚提摩太后书里面预备行各样的善事，就是各样有关神旨意的事。
in the 2 Timothy when we mentioned that to do all the good works, that is God's will.
我们来看圣经里面主耶稣跟一些其他人所讲的一些话。
We'll see some words that the Lord Jesus said to other people.
主耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意。
The Lord Jesus says, my food is to do the will of that whom he sent me.
在使徒行传记载了大卫这样写说，大卫在世的时候遵行了神的旨意就睡。
In Acts, it says that David served his generation and then fell asleep.
主耶稣也再说过，他说凡遵行神的旨意的人就是我的弟兄，我的母亲。
Jesus also said that those who follow my commandments are my mothers, brothers, and sisters.
主耶稣也说，凡称呼主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我旨意我天父旨意的人才能进去。
The Lord Jesus also said, not all who call out Lord, Lord can enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who obey the will of the Father can.
弟兄姊妹，连知道都不知道，你怎么遵行？
Brothers and sisters, if you don't even know the will, how could you do it?
我只做我要做的。
I only want to do what I
want. And I pretend I'm doing it. 我以为我在做。
And I even pretend that I'm doing God's will.
我们常常要检查，我是否百分之百把自己主权给主。
We have to often examine whether we have given our lordship to the Lord 100%.
不然你要问自己，我每个周末花多少时间聚会？
Otherwise, you have to ask yourself every weekend how much time did I spend to meet?
我的目的是什么？
What is the purpose for me to gather like this?
我们如果不认识我的主，那我比世人还可怜。
If we do not know our Lord, then we are in a more pitiful state than people of this world.
我们看了这个，我们知道这是最基本。主的呼召成为贵重的器。
And we know that this is the most basic points regarding his call to be honorable vessels.
但是对于我们已经有奉献给主的弟兄姊妹，
But for brothers and sisters who have already consecrated yourselves,
你会发现，哎呀，我们还会有失败。
You'll find that there's still going to be
some failures.
我们也有软弱。And we'll also have weakness.
所以我们要今天来看奉献给主不是一了百了。
So we have to know that regarding consecration, it is just once and that's it.
那只是我们的起步。
That is only our start.
罗马书十二章后面就是讲到我们开始的生活。
Romans chapter 12 then speaks of our living.
如果奉献了就能够一了百了了，那后面不用写了。
If we can consecrate and that is it, then this doesn't need to be any more passages.
奉献就是最高峰了。
Because consecration will be the peak.
但是奉献不是最高峰。
But consecration is not the
peak. 我们常常说信主不是毕业。
We often say that believing the Lord is not graduation.
信主是刚刚生下来。
Believing the Lord is just you just got born.
奉献给主是我开始要走路。
And consecration means we'll start walking.
还有一条路在前。
There is a way.
这条路是给奉献给主的人走。
This way is only for those who have consecrated.
你想你不走的话，
if you do not walk,
你不奉献的话，你根本这个是空的。
If you don't consecrate, then there will be no way to walk.
所以圣经里面保罗讲，有一个叫做空跑。
So Paul says in the Bible, there is a thing called running in vain.
为什么有人会空跑？
Why would someone run in vain?
因为我不知道他的旨意。I don't know his will.
Because I don't know his will.
所以我就以为这是对的，我跑，结果到最后发现不是。
I thought this is correct, but in the end, I found out it is not.
所以我愿意下面一点的时间要来交通一些，什么使我们这条路？没错，你奉献了，你路走不好。
Indeed, we have consecrated. How can we walk the right way? I would like to share this now.
刚刚我们读提摩太后书第三章。
We have read from 2 Timothy chapter 3.
他说末世有危险的日子来到。
It says that there will be perilous times in the end days.
你感觉危险吗？
Do you feel that it is perilous?
现在外面都是警察拿着枪。
There are a lot of police officers with guns.
他说现在有一个恐怖分子正在这个区在扫射。
They say that there are some terrorists that are doing bad things around here.
你紧张吗？
Are you going to be nervous?
我慢慢化妆。 枪都搞过来了。
You'll slowly put on makeup? No.
你会发现很危险，我赶快离开这里。
It's very dangerous. I want to leave this place.
这个可不可以提早去结束聚会，就赶快祷告阿门就走了。
Can we end our meeting early and say amen and then leave?
危险啊。
Because it's perilous.
对吧？你有个危险的感觉。
Do you have this feeling that it is perilous?
我记得在香港那时候的沙士的时候，大家就很怕去聚会。
I remember when there's SARS in Hong Kong.SARS?
S-A-R-S.
There was SARS in Hong Kong.
你知道薄饼聚会大家都不知道要不要传那个饼杯了。
During breaking of bread, people do not know whether they should still pass the bread in a cup.
那个危险的感觉非常重。
The feeling of perilousness is very strong.
我问大家，我们这次聚会说，这个说，我们弟兄说，哎，我等我爸回来。
This time our brother said that I'm waiting for my father to return. We don't have the same feeling to wait for our Lord to return. I'll back up one step. Today, perilous days are here. I don't feel this way. I still make a lot of money.
对吧？我生活好得很。
I have very good living.
想去旅游就旅游。
If I want to go on trips, I go.
想吃好的就吃好的。
If I want to eat good,
什么危险的日子来到
？What is a perilous day?
我们一点危险意识都没有。
We do not have this kind of feeling.
只是在圣经里面说危险的日子来到。
It is only the Bible says so.
圣经里面的警告的次序很多，不要只看一个我爱不爱得了。
There's a lot of words of warning in this Bible.
我们先退一步来讲，我发现危险的日子到了。
Well, back up a bit. Do we know that the perilous days have come?
朋友们，我跟朋友们说，哎，死亡啊，很真。
I tell gospel friends that death is very real.
年轻的，与我遥远的很。
Young one says that it is still far from me.
瞎的，今天这么多什么事都可以死，与我遥远的很。
This is very foolish. Death is very far from me.
因为眼光只看到我今天好得很。
Because they see that today things are very good.
我举了几个例子，他就开始打抖擞。
And after I gave some examples, and this person started shuddering.
真的可以明天或者下一刻就到。
It is possible that death will come tomorrow or next moment.
同样的新闻自己看过觉得遥远。
How come news that they have read feels that it is so far away?
不用什么，有东西把我们的眼睛弄瞎了。
There's something that made our eyes blind.
什么东西让我们弄瞎了
？What
blind our eyes?
What blind our eyes?
他这里说，爱自己。
Lovers of themselves.
看到别人都爱自己。
You see, people love themselves.
一个人一个房间，还自己卫生间。
Everyone has their own rooms, and they even have their own toilet.
Don't touch my stuff.
Don't touch my stuff.
Okay.我一关起房间，没人可以进来。
I close my door, no one can come in.
我常常觉得这些人怎么结婚的
？I feel like how could these kind of people get married?
你知道我家我们四个人。
In my household, there are four members.
有一天我发现，我们四个厕所刚好四个人都去用。
One day I realized we have four bathrooms and each of us took one at the same time.
五个有一个在上面等。
I thought if there are five people, then at least one person has to wait.
我们今天啊，太爱自己了。
Today we love ourselves too much.
吵架为什么来的
？Why are there quarrels?
因为我永远是对的。
Because I'm always right.
对吧？你也永远是对的。
You're also always right.
我们两个都永远是对的。
We're always, both of us are always.
但是我们两个不同的结论。
So we have different conclusions.
究竟谁对呀、啊、
？Who is right?
还是我对
？Still me.
所以我们发现爱自己成问题了。
So the problem is that we love ourselves.
第二个
，second，
爱享受。
We love
comfort life,
pleasure, comfort life.
所以它上面用的字啊，我喜欢的，宴乐。
Here it says pleasure.
Pleasure 还不够，宴乐。我看这些人就是爱吃。
You
宴嘛，宴就是吃嘛，对吧？
You love feast.
Yeah, feast. That's good. Wow, feast. Feast 大的。Yeah, yeah. 反正 they love to eat. Okay.
You love to eat.
Yeah. 大家都爱吃，特别中国人爱吃嘛，对吧
？Especially Chinese people like eating.
我常常发现，哇，都是新鲜的吃法就出现了。
There's a lot of new novel ways to eat.
一个新的店开了，就要去吃吃看。
And there's a new store that opens, and we have restaurant that we have to go eat.
介绍，大家都去吃。
And if it tastes good, then we have to tell everyone. Everybody should go try it.
你发现啊，我们爱宴乐。
We love eating and pleasure.
所有烦恼都离开我去了。
All the worries are gone.
这个就是我们嘛，就是你说爱宴乐，你哪有这么可以去宴乐啊？
You really love feasting and eating and pleasure. How could you do that?
钱呢
？You have to have money.
第一个，薪水要高。
You have to have a high salary.
买个股票一定会赚的。
And you have to buy a stock that will surely increase.
我就会天天宴乐。
Then I could eat and pleasure all day.
Yeah, 今天是怕胆固醇高啊，什么都不敢吃啊。没这种事，我看你天天哦，还有还怕胖。
You might be afraid of cholesterol and being fat, but you still want to eat.
那你发现圣经为什么这么早，两千年前就写这句话
？But 2,000 years ago, the Bible had already said that.
他说末世一定有危险的日子到。
The end days there will be perilous times.
我也只讲这几个了，还多呢，都实现了现在。
I only mentioned a few things, but there are many more, and has all.
今天的问题是你爱什么
？The question today is, what do you love?
很可惜，我们就是爱这些。
We love these.
整天担心也是这些。
We all worry about these.
是吧？我一定要爱自己。
I only want to love myself.
爱跟我最有关的人事物。
And love things that pertain to me and people who pertain.
我爱钱，爱享受。
I love money. I love pleasure.
很可惜，你爱这个后面多了一句话。就不爱神了。
Unfortunately, there's one more phrase. Then you do not love God.
不爱神不是随便来的。
Do not love God. This is not an easy matter.
不爱神是因为已经有东西抓住你。哎呀。
You don't love God because you love. There are other things that capture you.
一个奉献给主的说，不要以为你免疫了。
Those who are consecrated don't think that you have been inoculated by to these things.
因为后。保罗在那里讲的都是对那个真正成为贵重器皿的人说的话，你不要有一天变成卑贱。
Because Paul is speaking to those who are not honorable vessels, saying you do not want to become vessels of dishonor.
第一个脱离卑贱。
First is to cleanse yourself.
Get out of dishonorable things. 我们叫脱离卑贱。
You have to get out of dishonorable things.
我们也讲过，这个尊贵跟卑贱是讲我们的品质。
Regarding honor and dishonor, this is about our quality.
我们脱离卑贱，而是我们的魂要好好的对付。
To cleanse ourselves from dishonor, we have to deal with our soul.
第一个是我们的心思。
The first is our mind.
我们很爱用理性分析跟讲道理。
We like rationality and logic and reasoning.
我们爱用我们的脑袋来讲一些逻辑的事，明白的来的事。
We like to use our brains to think about things that are logical.
你要知道，我们要用自己的想法、逻辑来明白属灵的事，没门。
If we want to use our logic to understand spiritual matters, this is impossible.
所以心思必须更新。
So the mind needs to be renewed.
第二个情感。
Second, emotion.
天然的情感。你要去拉拢人，没用的。
If you use natural emotions, it is useless.
天然的情感越浓厚，使人很多东西放不下。
The more natural emotions you have, the more difficult it is to lay down things.
所以天然情感重的话，我们最容易是妥协。
But if you have a lot of natural emotions, then it is very easy to have compromise.
我们对出。也没办法绝对。
Then we cannot be absolute before the Lord.
这是情感。
This is regarding.
可怕的地方。
This is what is so scary about emotion.
所以意志。
Will.
人意志就受心思跟情感影响。
Will is affected by the mind and emotion.
因为心思跟意志，而心思跟情感所要的，使我意志就薄弱。
Because of what my mind and what my emotion wants, then my will.Is weaker.
So, 为什么我们说我们要来跟随主、爱主这么难
？So why we say that it is so difficult to love the Lord and follow the Lord?
当然，我们也提到我们要对付肉体。我今天不讲了。
Of course, we've mentioned that we need to deal with our flesh. I do not want to speak of it today.
神今天要我们从卑贱的器皿，能够去到成为贵重的器皿的。
The Lord wants us to depart from being vessels of dishonor and to become vessels of honor. You have consecrated yourself. You have to continue to cleanse yourself of dishonor. Second, it is to become holy. The word holy in the Bible speaks of separation. My life within tells me that I need to be separate from those others. It is not by force. It is a requirement of the life within that I have to have separation. We cannot force anyone to have separation. Because he might not have that life. After 10 or 20 years of believing, maybe 50 years, maybe his life is still not there. So the separation will not be clear. Still following laws and regulations.
So we need to know, 要我们弟兄也讲，要我们学习，能够顺服圣灵在里面的引导。
Our brother has also mentioned that we need to learn today to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. To listen to the voice within.
第三个,
Third,
逃避少年的私欲,
to flee youthful lusts. You have to know, this time brothers have mentioned,
保罗写这封信给提摩太,
when Paul wrote this letter to Timothy,
他不是少年人,
Timothy was not a young man.
最少40多岁,
he was at least 40 years old.
所以对于一个40多岁的人,
to a 40-year-old,
已经在服侍主,
and have already been serving the Lord,
他也是工人, 他已经地上没工作的, 就是服侍主,
and he is a full-time co-worker of Christ.
保罗对他说, 逃避少年的私欲,
Paul yet still writes to flee youthful lust.
你就知道没有人可以exempt, 你必须逃避少年的私欲.
Now you know that no one can be accepted from this. Everybody needs to flee from youthful lust.
你到70岁还是要逃避少年的私欲.
Even when you're 70 years old, you still have to flee from youthful lust.
你说你年轻的时候被什么捆绑?
What were you bound by when you were young?
我告诉你, 你一辈子都会被捆绑.
I tell you, your entire life you will be bound
to that. I'm free.
Don't think once I consecrate myself, I'll be free.
No, 圣经告诉我们说你是一辈子被捆绑的。
No, the Bible says that you will be bound all your life.
除非你逃,
unless you flee.
你说我今天可以不受捆绑,
you said today I cannot be bound.
你必须逃,
you have to flee.
看到他就觉得非常可怕。
You see it and you feel it is very terrible.
你说我在想这个事情啊,
when I was thinking about
it,
what makes me very afraid?
想想你们什么很怕的,
think about what it makes you very afraid and you will flee from. I'm very afraid of cockroaches.
你来一堆老鼠,
if there are a lot of rats, I am not afraid.
来一只蟑螂,
if there's one cockroach, then I'm frozen. I cannot even flee because my legs won't move anymore.
我小的时候最怕遇到会飞的。
When I was young, what I was most afraid of are those cockroaches that can
fly.
Because I cannot catch the cockroach, and I will spray cockroach anti cockroach thing everywhere.
结果呢，蟑螂没死，我死了。
But then the cockroach did not die, and I died.
所以我知道什么叫逃。
I know what it means to flee.
我一看到那只蟑螂。 你们去杀好了,
if I see a cockroach, I'll say, you go kill it and let me know when you've done that and
I'll come back.
Brothers and sisters, when you read the Bible, you need to know Paul said to flee. What are things that you need to flee from?
我们读到这里就知道这是严重, 我一定要逃我少年的私欲。
Now, when we read this, we need to know this is very serious. We must flee from youthful lust.
因为长大之后, 有些东西会脱落, 有些一辈子都不脱落的。
As when we grow older, some things might fall away, but some will stay with us forever.
你知道，你如果是爱钱的话，你最好逃。
If you love money, you must flee.
求主给我不要被那个有机会贪到钱的来试探我。
Ask the Lord to not put me in a position that I could tempt me with unlawful money.
所以你要知道，他说私欲。这个东西我们都有。
Regarding youthful lust, we all have that.
只是大家不同。
But everybody has different things.
但是约翰讲了这句话，他说什么是私欲呢？肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
What does John say regarding this? It is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
我们必须逃的。
We have to flee from these.
你说我这个以前很爱看电影，现在可看可不看。
I used to really love watching movies, and now I can watch or not.
我这次就是只看这一套。
I will just watch this.
你看了这一套就开始要看第二套，就我只在看第二套。
And once I watch this, then I feel like I need to watch the second one, and I will only watch the second one.
你知道我有段时间挣扎着看小说跟看连续剧。
At one point, I was struggling with reading serialized novels. And
我只看结局。
I will only read the end.
你看，我只看一套嘛。
I will only read one volume.
你看完结局，前面故事是什么？
But after I read the end, I said, how did this happen?
我看中间一个。
I'll read the middle part.
我大概可以猜出了。
Then I can maybe guess what happened.
你知道我的失败呢？我可以再看一个，这个好像什么 sorting， 再看中间一个。
Then you will have a binary sorting and you are going to the middle.
说多一两次，我从第一套看起。
After a while, you say, I might as well start from the beginning.
对吧？这个已经把我吸引整个掉进去了。
Then my whole being has been captivated by this.
这就叫做我根本没一开始就连碰都不可能碰。
This is what it means that I did not flee because in the beginning I shouldn't even touch it.
看到它就如同看到蟑螂。
So、if I see these books, it should be as if I saw cockroaches.
啊，这是负面的。
This is negative.
圣经不是只有负面的。
The Bible is not just all negative.
正面的同那清心祷告的主的人在一起啊。
It also say positively that we want to be with people who pray and
pray pure praying to the Lord.
Pray with a pure heart.
跟那个清心祷告的人在一起啊。
To be with people who pray with call on the Lord with a pure heart.
你要知道，这就是对一个奉献给主的人，你要找这样的人，常常作伴。
For those who have consecrated, you need to look for these people to be your companion.
清心我们知道
，pure we know what that means.
不复杂
，it's very simple.
所以主耶稣在登山宝训说，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
So the Lord and the Beatitudes said that blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
常常遇见神
Often encounter the God. This is not something that you can fake.
我们整天说主跟我讲话，真的假的？
All day long we can say the Lord spoke to me.
能够看出来的。
People can tell.
祷告，你必须一个是常常经历主祷告的人，在听祷告的人。
Regarding prayer, you have to be someone who often experience that the Lord hears your prayer.
所以啊，我们刚刚读了以赛亚书里面，求主使我做一个受教的人。
Now we read from the book of Isaiah, may the Lord make us a teachable person.
你必须是 teachable 才会变 adjustable.
You have to be teachable in order to be adjustable.
受教是非常重要。
Therefore, it is very important to be teachable.
一辈子都要在主面前求主使我做一个受教的。
All day long, all our lives, we need to ask the Lord to make us teachable.
我奉献了，我受教，我耳朵就打开了。
If I have consecrated and I am teachable, then my ears will open.
我就能听。
Then I can hear.
那我才有受教者的舌头，能够帮助疲乏的人。
Then I could have the tongue of the learned to help those who are weak.
他这个下面一个同伴一起做什么呢？追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace.
你知道什么叫公义？
What is righteousness?
主耶稣在地上说，先求我的果与我的义。
The Lord Jesus said on earth, seek ye first the kingdom, my kingdom and my righteousness.
我们要知道，我们必须一同追求明白神做事的方法。
We have to seek together the principles of which God works.
我们要经历主做事的方法。
We also have to experience the way God works.
所以刚刚我们也讲了，许多人耳朵不开通。
We have already mentioned a lot of people's ears are not opened.
许多人不顾念神的作为，也不留心神所做。
A lot of people are not mindful of the Lord's ways and what He has done.
所以我们今天能够找同伴一起来明白主的作为。
So we need to find companions together to understand God's ways.
我们找同伴一起来过信心的生活。
We find companions to together walk, live this way of faith.
我们都有难处。
We all have difficulties.
不是我自己去，只是去面对。
It is not that I face it alone.
我们能够真的彼此的担起来。
That we can carry each other's burdens.
我们能够彼此的带到祷告。
That we can pray for one another.
所以我们这个信心，在许多的难处中才能够建立我们的信心。
Then in our difficulties, we can establish.
顺境没得谈信心。
In smooth times, we cannot talk about faith.
根本不用信心。
You do not need faith.
只用眼见。
You only have to walk by sight.
所以我们今天在难处中说，为什么奉献给主的人都觉得好多事？
So how come people after being consecrated, they have a lot of circumstances?
这叫变相的祝福。
This is a blessing in disguise.
永远记得我的主是爱我的。
Always remember that my Lord loves me.
他绝对不会害我。
He will not harm me.
他害我，我还信他干嘛？
If he harms you, why would I still believe him?
所以我们必须去经历这个。
We have to experience.
我们越走惯了自己顺的路，我跟你讲，危险。
The more we encounter smooth times, then it is more
dangerous. 太危险。
It is very dangerous.
一直没什么事发生的，我跟你讲，危险。
If there's nothing that's happening to you, then that's very dangerous.
我从年轻最怕的一两个字就是任凭。
When I was young, I was very afraid that God will let me do whatever I want.
所以这里讲啊，希伯来书也告诉人非有信，或者你不操练信心的，不能得神的喜悦。
Hebrews also said that if you do not have faith, then you cannot please God.
我们今天在地上能够平安的行走。
Today on this earth, we can peacefully walk in
this. 因为我抓住主的话。
Because we hold on to God's word.
因为所抓住主的话，使我能够走。
Because I hold on to His words, then I can walk.
如果没主的话，我根本寸步难行。
If I do not have this, then I cannot even take one step.
所以第三个，他讲到爱。
The third is love.
你的这个爱，它是用 agape 这个字。
This word love in Greek is agape.
那是神的爱。
It is God's love.
不容易追求。
This is difficult to pursue.
所以我们要学习我们对人有负担。
We have to learn to have burdens for others.
我们要求主给我们从负担里面，不是从责任，是从负担，而使我懂得怎么关心跟帮助。
Ask the Lord to help us out of burden, not out of responsibility, to care about others.
最后一个他讲到和平。
The last one is peace.
我们能够使人和睦。
We can have peace amongst people.
我们第一个使人跟神和睦。
First, we bring people to have peace with God.
你知道，我们必须先跟自己和睦。
And first, we also have to have peace with ourselves.
我们今天是自己里面乱得不得了，根本自己都没和睦。
Today, we have a lot of turmoil within.
我们就没办法跟我接触的人能够和睦。
Then we cannot have peace with others that we make.
更不用谈把人带到神面前与神和睦。
And even more so, we cannot bring people to have peace with God.
所以保罗在讲这几节圣经的里面。
When Paul was saying in these verses,
做贵重的人，贵重的器皿。
To be an honorable vessel.
脱离卑贱。
To cleanse yourself from dishonor.
自洁成为圣洁。
To sanctify, to be holy.
你要合乎主用。
To be used by to be good for use for.
后面他要你脱离逃避少年的私欲。
He says then you have to flee from youthful lust.
同那清心祷告主的人一同追求公义性的仁爱和平。
To pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
我们刚刚读了诗篇119篇。
We read from Psalm 119.
63节那里说，凡敬畏你、守你诫训词的人，我都与他作伴。
I am a companion of all who fear you.
我们今天，你知道我会跟谁作伴？
And of those who keep your precepts, who are we going to have companions with?
深渊与深渊响应。
The deep calls unto the deep.
我跟你讲多一句话都不通的，我根本不会跟你作伴。
If I can say one word and you don't have any response, then I will not be your companion.
我们会作伴，因为我们同有一个目标。
We want to have be companions because we have the same goal.
因着那个目标把我们吸引在一起。
Because of that goal, we are drawn together.
人今天都有很多不同的原因把它带在一起啊。
Many says we have a lot of reasons to be drawn together.
只要不是为了主的，圣经讲都是结党。
If it is not for the purpose of God, then it is all
become a sect.
Division.
Division. 这个说圣经说，当我们都能够给主。给因若主，我们成为同伴。
The Bible says, if we can, for the Lord's sake, become companions.
主的心意说，我们就能够达到我们有一样的心思，一样的意念，是跟主一样。
Then the heart of God says, then we can have be like-minded with Christ.
贵重的器皿是必须的。
It is necessary to be honorable vessels.
你发现我今天在这里不跟你们讲大户人家。
You notice today I did not talk about the great house.
我只是在讲我们要成为贵重的器皿。
All I'm talking about is that we need to be vessels to honor.
因为这是主的呼喊。
Because this is the cry of the Lord.
如果我们真的愿意做成为贵重的器皿。
If we truly are willing to become vessels of honor.
我们能够听见以赛亚所听见的吗？
Can we hear what Isaiah has heard?
到时候主在问，我可以差遣谁？谁愿意为我去呢？
The Lord says, Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?
换句话说，主在问一个问题，谁能够合乎我用？
In other words, God is asking, Who is worthy of being used by me?
以赛亚的回答。
Isaiah replied,
我在这里，请差遣我。
Here I am, send me.
或者我们的回答，我在这里，请使用我。
Perhaps we can respond, here I am, use me.
这是我们今天希望不是听一个信息啊。
Today, may this not just be a message.
这个信息是敲打我们的心的。
May this message knock on our heart.
我能够看到现在是危险的时候。
We see that these are perilous days.
你只要不小心，你一定倒。
If you're not cautious, you will fall.
不是圣经不要说一直要讲警醒警醒直到我回来。
Otherwise, the Bible does not need to continue to say hold fast until I come.
那不是只是对那些不奉献的人讲的。
It is not just for those people who have not.
那是对正常的基督徒奉献给主的人讲的，你要警醒。
It is speaking to Christians, the normal Christians who have already consecrated, that you have to be alert.
你一直在爱自己、同情自己、可怜自己，我跟你讲没门了。
If you continue to love yourself and you pity yourself, there will be no way.
为什么越来越多这样的人？
How come there are more and more people
like
this?
因为是在危险的时候。
Because these are perilous days.
不一定要发生在自己身上，看看别人这个危险。
Doesn't have to happen to you. You see others.
我们应该有个祷告说主，救我，从这些危险的事情救我出来。
We should have a prayer.Say, Lord, save me out of these perilous times.
我已经知道，我一进去爱这些，我绝对不会爱你的。
I already know that if I love these things, I will not love you.
我感谢主已经出来了，求主给我不要再回去了。
I thank the Lord that you have saved me out of it. Help me not to go back.
只要不警醒，又掉下去了。
If I'm not watchful, I will fall back in.
说弟兄姊妹，但愿我们能够有以赛亚的回应。
The brothers and sisters.May we have the response of Isaiah.
听到我们的主的在叫在喊。
We hear the Lord's call.
我能够用谁呢？谁愿意被我用
？Who can be used by me?
我们能够回答，我在这里，请你用我。
We can reply, here I am, use me.
我想再用点时间，我们唱一首诗歌好吗？
I think let's use some time to sing a short hymn.
在这本大本诗歌里的227页第四首。
It's in the big hymn book 227, number 4.
主，我把自己交在你的手里，深信你必肯祝福施恩。
Lord, I give myself wholly in your hands, trusting you will pour your grace on me.
我愿被拨开，流入你大爱，切莫顾我痛，随你使用。
May I be broken, let your love through me, willing to suffer fit for your use.
给我们一个音，我们就可以开始唱。
Give us a note, we'll sing together.
主，我把自己交在你。
Lord, we are all before your presence.
主啊，求你鉴察我们的心。
May you examine our hearts.
主啊，让我们的心都转向。
May our hearts turn to you.
我们能够看到仇敌的诡计。
So that we may see the scheme of the enemy.
我们能够转步趋向你的法度。
That we can turn and follow your commandment.
主啊，今天我们比过去的年日更需要你的拯救。
So today we need even more than before your salvation.
因为这是危险的日子。
Because these are perilous days.
主啊，求你救你的百姓，能够走到底。
Lord, may you save your people that we may walk to the end.
主啊，让我们真的每一个都是能够从心中让你做宝座的人。
So that every single one of us can truly from within to let you reign on the throne of our hearts.
使我们都经历你实在是那位可爱的主。
That we may experience that you're the lovely God.
主啊，求你给我们对你的爱能够真的一直在增加。
May our love towards you increase day by day.
主耶稣怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
但愿我们在座每一个都能够回应你的呼召。
May every single one of us here can respond to your call.
主啊，我在这里，请你用我。
Lord, here I am. Use me.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.